change is good. Change is bad. Isn't it amazing how easily we can change our minds? Virtually everything in this world is subject to change, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. The assessment of whether or not some kind of a change is a good thing or a bad thing is sometimes just a matter of personal perspective. For one person, the change that we just experienced with the leaves changing colors might be viewed as a very positive thing, as it puts on display one of nature's most astounding visual elements. To another individual, the change in color in leaves might be viewed negatively, as it signals the approach of the bitter chill of winter. Or consider the elections just this past Tuesday. For those individuals already in office who wanted to retain their position, change would be viewed as a very bad thing. Those who were hoping to become an elected official for the first time, for them, change would be viewed as something very good. Stated most simply, we might say that the assessment of whether or not something changed is a good thing or a bad thing is to be found in the nature of what it is that has changed. If something bad has changed, that's good. If something good has changed, that's bad. Which is why it's so wonderfully reassuring to know that our very good God never changes. As we consider our series of things which God does not do and God is not, we hear this morning a very succinct passage spoken by the Lord through his prophet Malachi, where he simply says, "I am the Lord. I change not." That is a declaration with profound implications, a declaration which functions in two completely different ways. For the world and for our own sinful flesh, that is a declaration that warns. Whereas for the humble Christian spirit and child of God, that is a declaration that warms. The world, as well as our own sinful flesh, has a hard time with the concept of God never changing. The world flatters itself with the notion that it can change the determination of what's good or bad as it sees fit. It believes it can establish what is acceptable or unacceptable as society changes, and it bristles at the notion that God does not change as human beings do. This leads to sentiments such as, "Those scriptures that were written thousands of years ago can't possibly have any relevance for today. By now, God must be accustomed to the use of his name being thrown out as an expletive. People do it all the time and don't seem to get in any trouble for it. God can't possibly get upset about things like adultery in this liberated age." But people who advance thoughts like these are the haughty spirits spoken of in the hymn, who always set forth something new, devised to change thy doctrine true. For those who think in ways like these, this passage from Malachi comes thundering down as a warning. "I am the Lord, I change not." God is as fiercely opposed today to adultery and idolatry and covetousness and slander and murder and hatred as he was the day that Mount Sinai was surrounded with his lightning. In the verse just prior to our text, he says, "I will come near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless. I change not." For those, however, who have been led by the Spirit of God to submit to the Word of God and who humbly rely on his mercy and compassion, these same words of the Lord are truly warming. Listen to the words which come immediately after our text. "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed." God is, fortunately, just as changeless with respect to the promises of his gospel as he is to the threats of his law. He will forgive our sins as fully as he forgave Noah and Peter and David and all the rest. If we were the ones doing the forgiving, of course, it would be different. we would get tired by now after centuries of dealing with individuals and their sins. I've had it. It's enough. No more forgiveness. But that's not how God operates. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. He is just as full of compassion toward us today as He was the day that He came to the rescue of Adam and Eve. The blood of Christ pleads just as loudly for us today as it did the day that it was shed on the cross. And that changelessness which is true of God's forgiveness is also true with respect to every other aspect of our lives. The compassion which Jesus felt when He saw His disciples being tossed in the storm on the sea is the same compassion He feels for us as we get battered around by the various storms of earthly life. The responsiveness which He displayed to concerned parents who came to Him with their requests is the same compassion that He shows to us and responsiveness that He shows to us when we come with familial concerns. The providential hand which fed the thousands on the hillside is as close to us today as it was to them then. The divine ears that were so open to the prayers of the disciples are just as attentive and eager to hear our petitions as they were then. The Lord invites us to put ourselves in the place of these people in the Bible with whom He came into contact, and to expect from Him the same love and compassion and grace and blessing. The book of Hebrews declares, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. In order to underscore how wonderful and great God's changelessness is, imagine just for a moment if He were subject to change, even just to the slightest degree. If it were possible for God to change, all of our confidence as Christians would be shattered. What if His mercies were new every morning, except for today? What if He didn't remove our personal sins quite as far as the east is from the west? What if we would call on Him in the day of trouble, and He would usually answer us? Terrible. How wonderful, by contrast, to know that He will never in any way, or at any time, change. He lives, all glory to His name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. It warms the heart and cheers the Christian spirit to know that in the Scriptures there's no room for the question mark when it comes to the consistency of God's grace and favor and blessing. Change. When something is bad, change is good. When something is good, change is bad. Thank God that He who is the very definition of goodness does not, cannot, will not change. He, James says, is the Father of lights with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. No, world, the Lord does not change, so your vain attempts at changing His will and His word will not succeed. Yes, Christian, the Lord does not change, and therefore we can rely daily on the continuation of His grace and favor and blessing. Leaves, weather, governments, powers, health, wealth, change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changes not, abide with me. Amen. We